Do you remember the what they called those gourds that they used?
Yeah, for a nest egg. Simlin.
Simlin gourd?
Simlin, yeah.
Simlin.
I thought of it just then. Simlin,
that's a kind of squash, isn't it?
Yeah, it gets hard, like a... It gets dry on the inside.
Well, the gourds and the squash are different. You eat the squash,
yeah,
and the gourds are...
But the simlin you didn't.
Holler and hard.
But it grew a little like it, maybe. It is small, but...
I want to tell you a funny little thing. Now, if you're going to take a horse out for plowing, you'd say, I'm going to have to do what to the horse now?
You're going to gear him up.
All right, and would you say the same thing for driving, for riding, if you're going to...
You're going to saddle him if you ride him.
Okay, and the things you hold when you're...
The reins.
Now, would that be for riding or plowing, or both?
That'd be for riding. You'd be for both. Mm-hmm. You have reins on him if you... You have lines on him when you're plowing him, but
yeah,
the reins when you're riding him. That'd be the difference, I think.
Okay, the things you put your feet on if you're riding.
That's the stirrups.
And the horse on the left?
He's the off horse.
Uh-huh.
And the other one is on the lead horse.
Now, which is the one that walked in the furrow?
The lead horse.
Now,
in the army, we call that the near horse. The army taught us to call that the near horse. We had horses in the army. I was in the field artillery a lot. We pulled by horses. And we call that the near horse.
The one on the inside, the one?
One on the left, if you was facing them from behind. One on the left would be the near horse.
Uh-huh.
And the one on the right would be the off horse.
I see.
And you mounted the horse from the near side. That is the left side of the horse all the time.
Uh-huh.
It mounted.
Uh-huh. But you call that horse, you would call the horse that was the near horse, you'd call
and
that...
And the lead horse.
You call it the lead horse. Did you ever hear it called a wheel horse?
No, don't think so.
Call the horse on the inside?
No, I never did hear him call a wheel horse, I don't think.
And if something isn't a very long distance away, you might say, oh, that isn't far, that's just a...
Stone throw.
Uh-huh. Would you use something like a little... Just a little
short distance or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was thinking about, would you ever use the expression a little piece or a little ways?
Yeah. I've used that. A little piece. Just a little piece up there. A little ways up there.
How about if it's a considerable distance?
Well, he lives way over there.
Okay. And if something isn't difficult to find, you say, oh, you can find that almost any.
Instantly, you wouldn't say.
No, if someone said that really liked something you had, you know, and you might say, oh, that's easy. You can find that almost
anywhere, anytime.
Sure. And if someone fell this way, you'd say he fell
backward.
And if he fell this way,
forward. Face foremost, a lot of time.
Right. And if, I want to ask you about the expression anymore. Is that familiar to you?
Yes, anymore is, yeah.
In this sense, now,
yeah.
Instead of, for instance, say, anymore prices are high. Does that sound grammatical?
No, not exactly that. I'd say we don't never use that anymore.
Yeah, but only with something in a negative sense. You wouldn't use anymore. Now, they do in parts of East Tennessee.
Do they?
They talk about, say, that anymore can't get, well, that would be negative. It'd say, anymore... Meat is expensive. I mean, some people use any more in the very same way as I would use nowadays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And nowadays prices are high.
Yeah.
So
but now more. we'd say we don't use the turning plow anymore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that'd be the way you might express it.
I see. And if you talk about someone having trouble, and you might say he'll have his trouble. Now you could say something like probably, or you could use a form like apt is not or like is not. Which one of those sounds more?
Apt is not.
And the trench is cut by the plow are called?
The what?
The trench is cut by the plow.
Oh, that's the furrow.
All right. And then